646. Here with me. Let's go to 59. Number 59. After this, we will have the opening prayer and then go to the songs as are listed on the board.
Thank you. As a song we just sang, let's bow before the only one who is holy. In quietness of spirit, we approach before your throne, and we draw near not by our own goodness, but through the blood of the Lamb. We draw near before the brilliant throne of your majesty and your glory. And in our hearts, we are speechless at your beauty. We praise you, O Lord. We lift our thanksgiving before you. And we seek your blessing of the worship that we offer you this evening. Amen. As we just sang, we do cast down our thrones before our crowns before your throne. We surrender all the glory that we believe that we carry and that we possess to your glory. For our glory is nothing compared to yours. Our wisdom is foolishness. Our strength is weakness. Everything about us is nothing before you. But you cared for us and you loved us and you made us a people of your choosing. And you have called us sons and daughters, and you have redeemed us from our sins, and you have given us an inheritance which is eternal, and you have provided for us riches that we will never comprehend in this life, and we will spend eternity uncovering in the life that is to come, only because of your Son's redeeming blood. Amen. We pray that the songs which we are about to sing will be praise to you, and that they will come from hearts that render thanksgiving and praise. And we pray that the many different voices that blend together in this place will be one and will stand together as one in your service. We ask your mercy, for we are weak and we are vile, and on our own we deserve eternal destruction, but because of you, we have the promise of eternal life. And for this we give you thanks. Amen. And for this we give you the praise that can pass beyond our lips from our hearts. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Number 749. This isn't one of my go-to songs, so sing a little bit louder for me, please. Drown me out. Some glad morning
when this life is o'er,
I'm
Sorry, 7:37. Mr. Dyslexia.
Trust and obey. We'll sing the first, second, and the fifth verse. First, second, and the fifth verse. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word,
and with all new will trust and
770, heaven came down. Sing all three verses of the song. Yes, sing.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget.
We'll be starting in this book of John next Sunday morning. Please turn with me to the first chapter of that book, where we'll read what's commonly called the prologue. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not that light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory is of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him."
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, we come to you tonight to give praise to you, to worship you with the best of our ability. We hope to glorify your name because it is great.
Amen.
We give praise to your power, your creation, and your awesome might. The strength of your love is never ending. Please help us to humble ourselves, to stand up and look up to you and let the feelings of our hearts come out in songs and love from our hearts and thanksgiving. We thank you for this time that we can focus on you. Help us to remember the grace and the mercy that you have, that you shower down upon us. Yeah. Remember your Son, who is such a great example for us, that we can learn from him daily. We read your word and his word. Please be with us as we go under our week. Please help us to be a shining light for you.
Amen.
Please help us to teach the people, to bring them back to your flock. They may have a chance to not only be saved, have salvation, but to be a part of your family, the blessings and peace that come with. Please be with those that are sick. I ask you to be with Karen Martel. She had such a severe illness, and you have guided her this far. You have helped her. You have given her strength. Please be with their guider and let your will be done. But please reward her faith and answer our prayers.
Amen.
Be with the families that are going through trials. Be with the other that are ailing with severe illnesses that we do not know the end of it. We put our trust in you. Help us to remember your teachings and obey your commandments. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I was still dwelling on Brother Sam's prayer there.
Amen.
And caught up in that for a moment. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen. Let's stand for this song, if you're able.
And the bombs are sin and
Oftentimes in the car, when my kids were young, we would sing a medley of songs. We'd start off with 781, which is "I Will Call Upon the Lord." And then we would go to 735, which is "Unto Thee, O Lord." And then we'd end up with 777, "Hallelujah to the Lord." Sing "Hallelujah to the Lord." So we're going to do that tonight. 781, "I Will Call Upon the Lord." If you don't know that one by heart now, you need to learn it. "Unto Thee, O Lord," and then 777, "Sing Hallelujah to the Lord."
What's the
781, 735, 777.
Like,
so, 781, put your finger there. We'll sing all three of these songs. They're not in the same key, but they all are in the same beat signature, so at least we're lucky there. One of the things that I like to, that I remember fondly is that Samantha, whether she'll admit to it or not, is like the best singer in my family. And she loves to sing tenor, and she loves to sing alto. She loves to sing soprano, too, but every once in a while, she'll actually sing bass. And there was an incident where they wanted to sing these three songs at the Pierce County Fair. And they were actually performing on the little stage and whatever, but they did all a cappella worship songs. And they wanted to sing this song because we were singing it all the time. And neither Nicole nor Jennifer could sing the bass line. And Sam just rolls her eyes and starts off with the bass. And just she hated it because she didn't want to sing bass. She wanted to sing alto. But she wanted to sing the counterpart. But she did bass and she did great. So 781, 735, and 777.
"I will call upon the Lord. Lord, live and let's be the rock.
So we've sung about 50 minutes and spent the time in singing praise to our God and encouragement to one another. We sang 646, just a little talk with Jesus. The idea there being that we can go to Him in prayer and that it will make things right. Holy, holy, holy. Thinking about the glory and praise that we have to God. I'll fly away, and someday we certainly will. Strange to think about a song about death being such a happy song. But indeed it is and should be for those of us who are in Christ.
Amen.
That someday we will fly away, and it will be a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Again, we're singing praise to our God. Trust and obey. Encouragement to one another. That we put our faith and our trust in God, but we also obey the words that He had given us, the commands that He has placed upon us. Heaven came down. Glory filled my soul. Think about the day that you put your Lord on in baptism, what you said, Lord, I'm turning my life over to you. And it should be one that you remember as a glorious and very, very happy day. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, or be seen in you. And you think about living your life so that people can look at your life and see Christ.
Amen.
And they see Christ as something that is worthwhile, something that you can look up to. That's the way it should be. We should be letting Jesus be seen in our lives. I love thee so. And then these last three, I will call upon the Lord, unto thee, O Lord, and sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Amen.
To the one who rules in heaven and earth. We tend to use the word Lord as something referring to God, as something that is sacred. But really, it just means one in authority over you. And we need to recognize that that's what He is indeed. One in authority over us.
Amen.
That the word itself has no other special meaning. But this time let's turn though over to number 645, which we haven't sung yet. We're going to in a moment. And there, when the saints go marching in, one of the most popular hymns probably in today's world. I'm just a weary pilgrim plodding through this world of sin, getting ready for that city when the saints go marching in. If I will see the Savior, a new life I must begin, then I'll be in that glad number when the saints go marching in. I'll follow my Redeemer in the steps that he has where he has been. Thus I know that he will call me when the saints go marching in. Up there I'll see the Savior who redeemed my soul from sin. With extended hands he'll greet me when the saints go marching in. Will you be in that number? Have you decided to put your Lord on, to turn to him and say, Lord, my life is yours. I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to follow in your steps and do what it is that you want to do. If you made that pledge at one time and then fell away, whatever your needs may be, just for the prayers of the congregation, we're going to be singing number 645, and we would ask you to come forward during the singing of this hymn if you need to put your Lord on in baptism or ask for forgiveness or what, for whatever your needs are. Won't you come while we stand and sing number 645?
I am just a witness.